Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. And we are going to start it off right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. And tonight, we got some big stuff to do. We got Big Brother 12. Yes, we will talk about Big Brother 12. We have this drawing. If you haven't bought your Jeff and Jordan tickets, you know, I might give away a couple. I'll talk to my co-host and see what she says. Maybe I'll give away three. I don't know. Or maybe you guys, if you still want to buy them, you still have a chance. I could take them up till maybe 8 o'clock, and then we'll draw in the 8 o'clock hour. So, and then, Michelle, you're live, just to let you know.
What's going on, everybody? What's up, Ron?
Not much. Hey, I'm going to start out with saying something, and there's not many people. I wish more people were in the chat room, because I wanted to address something tonight, and it's something about Big Brother, but it's also about the show and everything. You know, I've been doing the show since last year in February, and it amazes me. When Big Brother starts, the numbers grow big. But what really amazes me is the people that I've encountered and friends that I've grown in the past year since, you know, I was sitting there today looking at the computer and I can't remember what exactly I was looking at. I was looking at something, and I was thinking about how, you know, the show, actually, it's a lot to me, and this is what I was going to talk about today, Michelle. And you were there from the beginning, and thank you. I thank you. And there's so many people.
Oh, I thank you, Ron.
There's so many people that I've got to become friends with. Paul from Minnesota, Della in the chat room, Jess,
everybody,
Freaky Mom, Panther, and I mean, I knew Panther before the show, but you know, the show has grown to be this big thing. And yesterday we did a show, and it was just fans talking. 89 people listened to just the live show, and that was so awesome for just fans talking about the show. And I love Big Brother, and it's amazing how people. I know one reason I called you today was you watch the Bad Girls Club, right?
I actually haven't watched it in a while.
But I mean, you watched last
season. I'm a season behind.
Oh, so you didn't watch Kendra when she was on last season?
Kendra, no, I didn't.
Okay. Anyways, one of the Bad Girls Club has contacted me. Or their contact people, and I'm hoping to get them on the show.
That would be cool. I love that show, The Bad Girls Club. There's some badass bitches on there. I love it.
Right, and just the people that have gone to that through the show, you know, that we've had on that is not Big Brother related. We've had Wes, and the fans. I thank you guys for the donations for this raffle for the T-shirts. And like I said, if you like to still buy raffle tickets, like I said, I was going to give it up till 8 o'clock, and I got a lot
in
here.
I like you giving away of some raffle tickets tonight. I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody's going to win a Jeff and Jordan shirt.
Well, I think we should give away some tickets tonight. I think that would be fun.
You know what? I think so, too. So anybody that is not Paul's already on the phone line, and Paul and Paul, you're there just to let you know if you want to say hey real quick while I do this.
Hey,
but
guys.
If you like to be,
Paul.
Pick a number one through five, Michelle.
Three.
If you're the third caller right now to 347-237-5506, you will get a free raffle ticket for this. So if you've already bought tickets, you can call in. So anybody that would like to do it,
So three people from now, or is Paul considering calling in?
No, Paul already got some tickets already. And
no,
I
but I'm saying, does he count as number one?
No. We'll just count the first three. Nah.
Okay, so third caller then.
So we're waiting for people. So anyways, we'll talk Big Brother in a second. I want to do Big Brother all at one time. I got one caller. Two callers, one more caller, and you get a free one in the pot. All you have to do is tell me your name. One more. I'm not going to pick you up if you don't win, just to let you know. So you can hang up if you try again. But so just to let you guys know if you're listening. And we got a winner.
Who is it? Ooh, drum roll.
Who's the winner? 781.
Who's this?
Oh, it's me. It's Jess.
Yay, Jess.
Well,
you're the
Jess,
winner.
You get a free ticket. You get a free ticket in the pot.
Awesome. Thanks, Ron.
Good job,
no
Jess.
No problem.
Thanks, Michelle.
We're going to do it again, so keep on. Go tweet about it. Tell people that we're going to give out a couple free tickets. I'm going to do at least three of them before the show's out. And like I said, if you still want to go to the webpage, theradrealityshow.com, and buy a couple. If you buy today within this hour, you will get the two-for-one price, too. So I'll just have to put down the phone for a second and write your name on it. And I'm going to go check it. So just to let you know. Hey, Jess.
Yep.
Who just gave you a free ticket?
The Rad Reality Show.
This show. Good job. I didn't want the Ron Rad Show. I'm tired of hearing that one.
Good job, Jess. Awesome.
So, thanks.
Hey, Jess, now while we have you on the phone, you got to talk to me and Michelle.
Okay.
Tell us what you think about Big Brother.
Talk to us,
okay.
Jess.
The fees suck. I'm not going to lie. I don't like them. But I do like the people inside. They're not as good as season 11 or the past seasons. But they are kind of entertaining. Like, yesterday was good because Annie was pissed off and gave everybody the big FU, and that was really funny. But what annoys me is that everybody looks the same. Everybody acts the same. And there's no diversity, and I don't think that's really fair because all the girls have fake boobs, and then all the guys are muscly. So it's kind of stupid because they're all superficial. And
I call it the Ken and Barbie show.
Basically,
they're all Kens and they're all Barbies, you know?
That's basically what it is. But Andrew stands out. I like him because he's different. He's kind of like Kesar in a way, but not really to that extent. But my favorite right now, no, I said not to an extent, Ron.
No, I'm just saying, I thought of that too, that's why. You're the first
right
person
now?
That actually said it.
You're
the first person that actually
go ahead, Ron.
I was just going to say, you're the first person that actually said that he reminds you of Kesar, and he kind of does a little bit to me, too. So I was glad that you actually said it. So.
Vicky, Reagan is muscly because he was working out this morning. Everybody was. And everybody in this cast works out. It's nice seeing the guys with their shirts off, but I'm like, do they have to work out every day? It kind of gets boring.
What I did. Lay out every day. Come on.
Well, yeah. my favorite right now is Kristen because she's really laying low, and I honestly think she's a saboteur because she was talking to Hayden earlier in HOH, and Hayden had brought up the saboteur. And Kristen, her body language went quiet. Her eyes went low. And then she really only started playing the game 2 days ago. And if you think about it, she could be it. But I don't know. We have to
hold on. Hey, Jeff.
Yes.
I think that's a possibility too. But I'm hoping not because I don't want to see her go. You know, early if she is a saboteur.
I honestly don't think she will go early because she's being quiet. She's not being Annie. She's not being a Brittany. She's not being an Andrew or a Brendan or a Rachel.
Let me ask you this, Jess. I saw your tweet how all of a sudden you now want Rachel to go. I wasn't watching the feeds. What caused you to have that opinion a while back?
She started laughing again. I was like, I'm done with you, Rachel. You're out.
Oh, I would know what you're talking about with the laugh.
Yeah, like
I don't hear it, guys.
I've been having flashbacks of Big Brother 10, like, this whole entire season so far. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I don't hear the laugh, guys. I do not know what you're talking
about.
Because
you're in love.
Well, I was
No. I just don't hear it. I mean, I heard Tisha
clap. You're hearing the birds chirping, that's why.
No. I really don't hear
it. Yeah, the birds chirping when you stare at her. Yeah, come on.
No, I really don't. But... whatever.
It is,
you guys believe what you want to believe.
It's such a phony, phony laugh.
It was like, I was on the Brendan Rachel train yesterday, but now I'm like, no, get Rachel out. She needs to go.
I like Brendan, but I don't like
Rachel.
I do
too. Brendan's
and
hot.
I like Kristen as well. I like her too, but I'm going with Matt as a saboteur, and I'm sticking to my guns. He's Mr. Dan of Big Brother 10.
He's
so quiet. If you notice, they barely give him any airtime. You never barely ever see him. It's kind of just like what Kristen is. But I really don't think it's her. I'm going to stick to my guns, and I'm still saying it's Matt because he is for sure acting to me very suspicious and mannerisms and just different things, like you're not seeing a lot of him, which they're not going to show us a lot of the saboteur because they want us to find out July 15th. So they're doing the obvious and putting it in our face and having them, you know, just so happens if things happen in the house to make it appear that they're saboteur, that's why they're showing that. They're not going to show us the real saboteur.
Yeah, and Matt's always on the feeds too, but he's not on the show. So that could be another possibility. But whenever... the saboteur is mentioned, his body language doesn't sink low. He just goes with it. And
he's very, if you notice, like, the way his body is, he kind of gets tense, but a confident tense, where he kind of perks up, he's very, like, I don't know how to explain it, but he knows he's going to be good, and he knows that a lot of people are not going to think it's him. You remember what they were saying, how they think it's going to be a girl because that's the only person that nobody will expect? Well, everybody loves Matt.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think that they're going to be shocked and surprised.
There's also lots of people that are saying the reason they think it's going to be a girl this season is because Eric was the American's player, so they would give it to a girl. But you know what? I really think it's Matt myself. I'm kind of with Michelle a little bit. I know, Michelle, you don't watch the feeds, but I've been watching the feeds, and I see Matt as somebody that, you know, he never – I know what Jess is saying, but I think a saboteur ain't going to do those little quirks. The non-saboteur is going to be the one that's going to, like – pretend like they are the saboteur.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've got a question.
In the chat room. Can I just confirm this? Kathy was on an IV the 2 hours prior to the popcorn challenge. Therefore, she was really weak, and that's why she was kind of stuck in the mud. And the hot dog challenge, I don't know. She might have been. Oh, who knows?
She's an officer, she's a cop, and she's an officer, she's a this. Like, it's not like she's chasing after these cartels of drug dealers and she's doing somersaults and flips like she's Miami Vice. You know, did you guys notice when they did the video? Seems like she comes from a really small town where probably the most that happens there are people speeding. You know, it doesn't seem like she's out there, you know, fighting crime or being a detective or something like that. Doesn't mean that she is active and works out and has an endurance. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, that's why I don't understand why people think automatically, oh, you know, they're pretty fit, because I've seen a lot of
what's happening is people are thinking that she is throwing competitions. And that would indicate that she could be the saboteur. But I don't discount that possibility that she could be the saboteur, but I just think there are better candidates than that.
Well, she also might be still in remission from cancer. We don't know her background story with that. So,
there's a lot. There's a lot because obviously, again, the Big Brother 10 flashback for me yesterday when I watched that, because you guys know, you remember the freaking honey and the feathers, okay? You guys remember that? And I remember that like it was yesterday. I will never forget that. That was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
So I forget. Were you one that attacked it with your knees and hands, or did you actually get it on your body? Because that seemed like the key.
I had a sports bra on, so I didn't. I don't think I had a t-shirt on, which helped me a lot. But I didn't really go on my body. I used my legs and my knees and my hands.
Yes.
You remember, I almost won. Jesse beat me by 2 seconds. You guys remember that?
And Michelle, what was that your competition for?
That competition was for the veto, because Jesse who else was up with him the first? Was Rennie.
Yep.
So he won it, and that's when we did the whole thing with the Brian situation. But, that brought me back to that. And you guys remember when Rennie was in there, and she ended up backwards, and she got stuck. I mean, it's definitely a possibility for her to get stuck, and a lot of components. Don't think that the saboteur, with what they've been doing with locking the storage and exposing, isn't there something else where he exposed that two house guests know each other for a long time? And for me, it just seems like right now that would be kind of stupid move to be as obvious as that.
Hey, Michelle?
Right, I agree. Hey, guys, we have other callers.
Okay.
So can we – I want to make sure everyone gets a chance to come on. And we have lots of people. I'm already on the hold and everything.
Okay.
Jess, I'm going to give you a chance to say your last words.
I don't have anything, but Lori said that Kathy's been in remission for 11 years.
Yep.
So she's all right, but you never know. It could attack you at any time. I'm done. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you, Jess, and thank you for getting calling in, winning the tickets and everything.
Sure. Goodbye.
Yeah. And actually, just to let people know that we're contestants of the game, everyone that was contestants of the game also got one ticket, too, for just playing the game. And Vicky, because you won the thing, I thought it was fair that she didn't get one because you won, and it wasn't fair that she get just for playing. But everyone who did participate got a free ticket. 207, I see that you took down the one. So when you're ready to talk back, please push it, because I was going to pick you up now, but you look like you're... Okay, so they pushed it. So, 207, you're up on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, everyone.
Michelle, Ron,
John.
And Paul. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
How are you guys?
Did you just hear you got a free? You got a ticket into the drawing, just to let you know. Did you hear that?
Oh, I did?
Yeah, I just told everyone.
I just got on the line, so.
I just said it 1 second ago.
Rad.
Oh, thank you.
So,
I just... got into the tail of conversation that you guys were talking about.
So what do you want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Big Brother 12?
I'm a Brendan fan.
Okay. It's almost, John, it was almost like you were afraid to say that. Why?
Oh my goodness. I think he was blushing.
If I see that man in Vegas, it will stay in Vegas.
Nikki.
Hey, John.
Get on the line.
John.
Yeah.
John, I have an idea. Okay, you go after him, and I'll go after Rachel. And we'll split them up. Okay, you ready?
Okay. Anyway.
Master,
there's already drama in Vegas. All right.
Pre-game, though, I did not like Enzo, but now... he's my favorite of the game so far.
Even though it was a stupid freaking name for an alliance, brigades. Everybody knows that was Dan and Memphis's Renegades and the Brigades. Like, they talk about that crap all the time. And the names that he gave, which, I'm sorry, but people, can you refresh my memory? What was Enzo's nickname?
Meow, meow.
Meow?
Yeah.
Flippin' meow. There's the Beast, the Brains, and honestly, I don't remember the other one. But the meow, meow.
Animal.
Animal, you're right. The meow, meow.
Hey, Michelle. Michelle, your phone is starting to break up a little bit.
Me?
Yeah, I was glad you said it, not me. It's at AT&T, right?
No, I'm on my house phone. I'm on a landline. So it's probably not mine.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm with you, John. Pre-show, I thought, oh, geez, this Enzo character. He might, let me put it this way, over time he might start getting under my skin again, but right now he is one of the funniest people in there.
Yes, he is. And I still like Matt and Reagan as well, but Enzo has moved up to the top of the list just because.
Do you think they could
be
brothers?
Everybody under his, you know, he's got everybody under his spell, whatever it is. I mean, just everyone
like
likes
too.
Him.
Hey, so, Michelle.
What do you think about Matt and Reagan being brothers, maybe?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, Michelle, did they ever, going back to the popcorn thing and your season, did they ever tell you what that concoction was made up of?
Well, we actually went in honey.
It was
pure
honey.
Yeah, they were
honey.
In honey, don't you?
It was honey, and it was out in 120 degrees for 5 hours.
And theirs was caramel. You could tell it was caramel. Oh,
we had to wait till it turned night because if we had jumped in it when it was the sun was out, we might have burned our skin.
I think it hardened. I might have had to try to lick it off you, Michelle. Just saying.
It was. Let me tell you something. I was like, I was just saying that. I don't know if you like the feather part, because I was coughing on feathers for like 2 weeks. Like, literally, that's how Jerry got, like, I think that's what triggered his whole throat problem issue and all that.
You know, I like the caramel, and if Rachel would like to get a thing of caramel and put it on in Vegas, you know, I would lick it off, too.
I just cannot picture
you. I just want to note that, you know how difficult that was?
Joking.
They were going one at a time, and they were all taking their turns going, you know? We didn't have turns. We were going back and forth. We had to get all five of them ourselves back and forth.
But yours was a veto competition, and theirs was a...
I know, but you know what I'm saying?
Have
like,
and have not.
That's, imagine, like, Kathy couldn't get out of there. Like, imagine how difficult. There was, like I said, it was the hardest thing. The next thing was the flipping earthquake wall, okay? That was the hardest thing I've ever done, and thank God I ran marathons. Because that was the only way that I could keep up with going through that. Because you had to have a very great endurance and lung capacity. Because that you were like hacking up lungs and feathers, and it was crazy.
You know what? I want to mention a person's name. And John, do you have anything else? I was going to go to our next caller, but I want to first mention the person's name after. But do you have anything else? We have another caller.
Actually, I want to ask John a question before he goes. John.
Yes.
Who do you think is a saboteur? And that's my final question.
I honestly think it's either Matt or Reagan. And on the last note of what I want to say is I absolutely cannot stand Brittany.
Yeah, okay. You just opened the worms.
Amen, brother.
I was waiting for someone to mention to open the worms. Okay.
I cannot stand that woman. She irks me. On the feed, she is like, she makes my skin crawl. She does not shut up.
Michelle. We found the person that irks me, too. I mean, last season, Natalie irked me, and there was a couple people that irked me. And you know, I'm not going to say this is just gameplay irking. But you know what? Anybody that thinks they know Big Brother trivia and they sit there and talk about it and they can't even get the seasons correctly from the right seasons.
Oh, you saw that too last run?
Oh, my God. I tweeted it to death.
Amy, season one, what is she, crazy?
Okay, wait. You just opened up the trivia question I was going to ask to a caller. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, so, like, Amy, season one. I mean, come on. And then they were talking about there was something else. Oh, man, there was so much. I should have took notes because
I liked your tweet.
I just wanted to put a bubble.
Ron, I liked your tweet about these people need to go to Big Brother 101 class.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I knew more stuff about Big Brother.
I was talking to somebody else about them being, you know, the preseason, they were all touted as super fans of the show. But the only one that's ever mentioned seeing any of the live feeds at all was Brittany. And the one that was said they were seeing all these seasons in the pre-show was, I believe, Matt. But Matt Matt never even saw All Stars. I mean,
wait. Who was the one that couldn't remember James's name? I kept yelling, James Ryan, James Ryan. I wanted to tweet James Ryan and say, James, they don't even know who you are.
Right.
I cannot believe they did not know who James Ryan was.
Are you kidding me? It's fucking James Ryan. Like, hello?
Yeah.
If you're going to go on a show, come on, like, you don't know what the hell is going on. Wouldn't you just go ahead and watch every single one?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. So, Brittany, I can't wait to have you on the show because we're going to play Who's Smarter Than a Brittany? Brittany. That is the game we're going to play. Who's Smarter Than Brittany? And Brittany, I love you. I'm a mutual, you know, person-wise. But yesterday she cracked me up. I don't know if I was laughing or if I was.
I was infuriated as a fan because they were all touted as super fans on the show, and then they don't know what person was in what season, and like Brenda was sitting there in the HOH in the eviction chairs last night, thinking he was like, oh really? Marcellus did are you kidding? They didn't even know. They were talking about All Stars and Boogie and Will going all the way to the end, and Brendan was shocked that everybody knew about children.
You just opened the other world of women,
Mike. He was shocked that everyone knew about who Chilltown was. He didn't even know who Chilltown was and didn't even know that they were in season two, both of them.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Listen to me. Okay, you just opened up the other thing. Erica, if I remember correctly, Erica got to the final two, didn't she? I mean, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And All Stars, she got to the final two. And then they said, Boogie played her like a fiddle, and she thought it was real. I'm sorry, Erica was doing as much playing with Boogie anybody.
Right.
Come on! Oh, my gosh. That was the way it started to be listening to this. And I was supposed to go to bed early, and I just kept on standing up because all that Brittany was doing was talking, and saying, okay, we need to move to the next caller because I'm sitting up here.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah,
John,
go ahead.
Before you leave, Christina wanted to say thanks again for you giving her the raffle tickets a while back.
Oh.
Thank you, Mom.
Oh, who won?
No.
We're doing it in 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. You're welcome, by the way.
Okay.
Other thing, Ron, is that Brittany talks and talks and talks, but she says absolutely nothing.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
I said, I'm going to leave on this note with John. I tweeted, anybody from California, if they can find Eric Stein's sock and throw it over and say, please give it to Brittany and put it in her mouth to separate her. That would have been perfect last night because she needed a sock in her mouth. So, John, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Amy, to meet you, or are you in the chat room?
No, I can't get into the chat, but I have to get going anyway, so I just wanted to call and say hi.
Bye, John.
Okay, then talk to you later, John.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, the next caller. Oh, man. 603. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
I am the saboteur.
Meow, meow, meow,
meow.
Meow, meow.
Santo, that was really a good imitation. That
I'm sorry, but not as good as Brandon's.
Okay, I'm not Brandon. I'm not in the Big Brother house. I should be, but I'm not. I'm at waiting for Melissa Etheridge to come to the stage.
Woo!
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I can hear it because I was wondering what the freak the noise was.
I was just actually, I was standing by her bus.
Did you see her?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Did she come to the window?
Do you want to? Hey, if you see her, put her on the show. We want to say hi.
Yeah.
That would be hot.
Tell her, Josie, just a few minutes. The show can wait.
Right?
Yeah, if you see her, yeah, definitely. You know, give her, tell her that, and then, you know, tell her that I wanted to tell her to come to the window.
So, Panther,
I'm sure she hasn't heard that yet, Ron.
What?
I said, I'm sure she hasn't heard that one yet.
Yeah, but it was funny when I said it. You guys all laughed. Okay, so, Panther, what do you think about this season other than the feet sucking? I know that's something you didn't say.
Well, you know what? You got to give it because it's something new and whatever, but yeah, they suck. They were actually rather boring. You got to give something new a chance, you know?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they're trying to get all the tweaks and everything taken out. Everybody's bitching, pissing, and complaining, and they're not having a chance to take out the tweaks because they're answering everybody's bitches, so to speak.
Well, it does sound referenced the tweaking that they're really working on it, and they are listening to the people, and they're really trying. It's just a matter of when we'll see any changes. But
I think it's just a matter of time. It's something new that they're working on. You know, nobody likes change.
Right.
They're used to something, and they don't like because it's not in real player anymore. And you know what? They're going to have to get over it because it's time for change.
Yep. So, do you think, Panther, that once the reveal Thursday night, when we get the reveal of who the saboteur is, that we'll be enjoying watching them more?
Well, yeah,
I think so. I think it's kind of cool now trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah, but it's been, I'm trying to remember back to this time, the early part of last season, and I don't think it was this boring. It was already enjoyable.
No, it wasn't, because by now they were already fighting with Ronnie last season.
Yeah.
You know what, though? You know what?
We didn't wait. We were, like, in the house fighting already. It was great.
But you know what? I want to say something. And, Michelle, I know you are a fan of gameplay. There is a lot of gameplay going on in this house this season. I mean,
it's very Ronnie-like.
But no, you know what? The funny part is Rachel and Annie, their game is not over with. We still got 2 days, and there's going to be some. I mean, Annie's campaigning huge. Rachel thinks she has been locked. There is a lot of people. I'm one of the few that is thinking, you know, I'm enjoying this. Plus, the saboteur.
Well, it's
going to
be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if Annie can bail herself out.
Right.
I don't know.
There's some holes.
I think she's pretty much screwed that. I think she's campaigning way too much, way too early.
Oh, my God. I was thinking that last night, Michelle. She's got 4 days till, you know, the vote, and she was going full bore. I thought if I was one of the house guests, I would just say, okay, y'all, I'll vote for you just to shut her up.
But that's
also
a catch-22 because people are like, okay, they're bitching because she's not campaigning. And then they bitch because she does campaign. I mean, it's
like
22.
Yeah, but that's just how it goes. That's just the way it goes. Like, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And it's going to really come down to that morning when everybody gets together.
Yep.
And whatever happens from now till then could change everything.
Well, yeah, like we know that can happen is Rachel might do something idiotic and piss everybody off and they switch their votes. Let me ask this question, though. Let's say that Annie is the saboteur. What's going to happen to the game as far as the season of the saboteur if she gets kicked out?
She'll come back in. Guys, listen to me. We've talked about this, and Michelle, you haven't heard this theory. Season 3, that somebody came back in. Season 6, somebody came back in. Season 9, someone came back in. Season 12, someone's going to come back in.
Well,
you're following a pattern.
If that's the case, I feel like if it does happen where somebody does leave earlier than planned, that they possibly might have another twist in the end, where it might either A, involve the saboteur to come back, or allow somebody else to come back, something where...
Or America will vote on who comes back.
You know, because they're going to have to fill up that gap if the person goes home. So you know that they have to be thinking of something.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Hey, Panther, what I'm going to do is I got another caller. But we are getting like the background of people's noise, and it's not bad.
Well, yeah.
But what I'm going to do?
It's
going to
get worse in a minute because
I'm just going to go
because it's going to get worse.
Okay,
in a second.
Okay, I was going to mute you and let you listen if you want to listen.
Have a good night, you guys.
Big time.
Love you, Panther.
Good night.
That's hot. I'm sorry. She's at a concert and she called in, so that was hot.
She's gonna have a good time.
Okay. And I see we have one caller on the line still. So here's the deal. You know what? I think we should just do this. 740. You have just won a free raffle ticket for the drawing of Jeff and Jordan T-shirt. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Ron. It's Cindy T from the chat.
Cindy!
Wow! So, do you sound different?
Well, that just goes with... Is this one the winning one, I hope?
Cindy, you won a raffle ticket, girlfriend.
I know, and Ron, is it the winning raffle ticket?
No, I don't know. We're going to put it in. I hope so.
Oh, hi, Michelle. Sorry, I didn't get to say hi to you and to
Paul. Oh, it's okay. Hi, how are you? Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Cindy.
Yeah, she had a call in tonight. She called into the BB Hour. She called into the BB Hour, and I gave her a hard time because I didn't get a chance to talk to her. And she was nervous then, and I hope she's not nervous now. So,
Oh, I'm ready to pee my pants, but I'm okay.
Oh, come on, Cindy. Cindy, you and I talked on the phone. Cindy,
just
you and I talked on
the pants. Who cares?
No, I'm better now. I'm okay. But I do have to say, Ron, I agree with you, and that's kind of scary because usually I don't agree with too much.
Oh,
but,
that's awesome.
Oh, wait. I'm hanging up on her. I'm just joking.
No.
Brittany is getting on my nerves. Annie, if she whines anymore, it was the Annie whine show all day yesterday, all night last night, and it's still going on today. I am so done with Annie. She needs to go. Brittany is my second pet peeve. She just absolutely drives me crazy. I don't think the girl is even in the game. She is just running her mouth and saying nothing.
Yep.
So those are my pet peeves. Rachel,
Cindy,
whatever.
Do you watch Big Brother After Dark?
I do, and I haven't had any sleep since this whole
thing
started.
Oh, my God. Last night I was so... I mean, people thought that maybe the producers had, you know, a deal cut with Annie. They were on her and on her and on her, and I kept saying, switch the damn feed. I'm tired of this.
It's ridiculous. And it's the same thing over and over again. I don't have an alliance. I want a Brendan gone. You know, it's sickening. It's just, and she was doing it again just a little while ago on the feeds. I'm so tired of her. Just shut up.
But like both Michelle and Panther said, you know, it's like a catch 22. You do need to campaign. It's a matter of do you do it now or do you kind of, you know, I think you should just kind of hold off at least a day or two and
sit back and hope that somebody else, which is obviously the person that you're going against, opens their mouth and messes up and fucks up or says something stupid. That's
right.
What you want to do. And then when you know that, you know, they're really low too, when you get close to where people are, like, you know, they're making a decision. They make the decision normally that morning that they get up.
Yep.
Whether it's, like, set in stone. And this obviously is not a set in stone situation right now. You know, there's obviously times that, you know, everybody knows already who's going. That's it, bottom line.
Well,
but this doesn't seem like that situation. So I think that, you know, you got to know how to play the game, and especially in this situation, know how to play getting your sympathy card to people that might not be, you know, in a decision mode yet.
Well, I think Rachel's handled being on the block better than most people. I think she's done
exactly.
an exceptional job. She's just kind of laying low. Yes, she's cried a little bit, but, you know, that's okay. I don't mind tears. But, Annie is just driving me crazy, absolutely
yeah,
crazy.
I think it's too much too soon, and I think
way
it's going to backfire on her.
Way too much. And I'm tired of
Annie,
them saying.
But I'm going to go home, and I've only been in the house for a week, and I want to get so much money, and I have bills. And I'm
so... Oh, sorry.
Now, the best one was, and I dyed my hair for this. What?
Yeah,
but
she
anyway.
Was one that the producers asked her to change her hair. I think I heard her last night saying it was like maraschino cherry red.
See, I like Annie, but I also understand why you guys don't like her. I mean,
I'm
I want her
really
gone because
hers at all. There's something about her that I just, I don't know. But I did love her little moment yesterday, you know, revealing that she has a girlfriend, whatever, which I don't really see how it's a big deal, but... You know, it was a nice moment, but I, for her, what she's doing right now, it's just, it's, I don't know, it's like, it's done for me, with her. This is my opinion.
Well,
I
have my opinion. I think she's going home. I think she definitely needs to go home.
I really think she's going to go home.
Yeah, I honestly do, too, because, you know, Rachel's my pick to win, and I don't
which could help the real saboteur, because if people think that she's a saboteur... You know, then they might think, oh, you know, guess what? And we have to start watching who's going to be campaigning for who, because not a lot of people think it's Rachel, but they think it's Annie. And I want to see who's campaigning to get her out, because they might be the saboteur and might want, you know.
Oh, Michelle.
Oh, she's a saboteur. She's out of here, so don't worry about it.
Michelle,
you know
I know you're not in the chat. A quick shout-out to somebody who just came in. I think you know Mr. Kevin. Quirky dude.
Hey, Quirky,
hey, Quirky dude.
Dude.
Hey, Quirky dude.
What's up?
We did that echo together. Hey, guys, here's the deal. Cindy, stay on the line for a second. I'm going to do something new for the third ticket. What I want you guys to do, and if you guys don't know how to do it, I'm sorry, but here's how you're going to do it. You got to make me laugh via private message. If you get me to laugh in private message, I'm going to probably wipe you out. I know I'm going to get flooded with private messages. So flood me with private messages. The first person that actually makes me laugh on private message will get this third raffle ticket. So here it is. So you guys continue your conversation. And you know what? I'm going to bring Jess up in the conversation, too, for I can wait for people to make me laugh. You guys all there?
Yep.
Yeah.
So continue, guys, this conversation. I just want to – so private message me and make me laugh. Or if you know what? You don't have to do it in private message. Just do it in the chat room if you want it. But it would be better if it was private. Go on.
All right.
Does that mean that you don't laugh at many things? Like, what happens if, like, a lot of people make you laugh?
No, first person.
First one.
First person.
It's going to really have to be funny.
You gave it
I'm not going to...
On the chat or on the thing, how would you... You know, I'm sorry.
I think it should be a private message, but if I see it in the chat, I'll go for that, too. Just
and would you tell us what it is that makes you laugh?
Yeah, I will. And it's going to be really have to be good. It has to be really good.
All right, I'm curious to see what
I will tell you, when you hear me laugh, go continue talking about Big Brother, and I'm going to sit in the chat room, and you guys have fun.
So, Cindy, now we know who irritates you the most. Who do you like the most?
Honestly, I don't have a favorite right now. I really don't.
Are you watched the feeds last year, right?
Oh, yeah, for the last 3 years.
do you remember it starting this slow last year or any season that you can remember as far as being this boring so long?
No, and I wanted a fight so bad last night. I thought, you know, okay, they'll give him some alcohol. Annie's all upset. She'll go after Brittany, and it'll be great. And it was so disappointing.
Yep. So no favorites. How about the saboteur? Are you just staying back on guessing at that at this point?
I don't have enough information, so I'm holding back. I'll wait until Thursday night.
Is there a couple people that you think?
Yeah, I really don't. I thought at the very beginning, before the show even started, that I thought, okay, maybe Monet, just because she's kind of quiet. But then, no, I just think it's going to be someone that we least expect it to be. Kathy, maybe. But, no, I don't really have any. I'm just right now the people that are bugging me. If I hear one more time Rachel and Brendan say they are Jeff and Jordan, I'm going to puke. Because they're not Jeff and Jordan. I don't have anything
to do
with one of them. But
well, Cindy, you just made me laugh. And
I was going to get another ticket.
You don't get the ticket, sorry. I was listening while and some of you guys are getting close. I actually think Kitty almost had me there for a second when she said about a massage. But just go on. You guys continue.
Well, I know it's what makes you laugh, but I thought Freaky Mom was hers was pretty funny.
Yeah, but she gets to try a little harder.
Okay.
I'm not gonna give it. I mean, that's funny, but it was. You know, I mean, Mickey Mouse. Come on, yeah, get more creative. I mean,
Michelle, because I know you're not in the you're able to be in the chat room.
No,
I'll have to read you what Freaky Mom said. She said, "Fine. I'm dancing naked in front of the computer with Mickey Mouse hats on my boobs."
Oh, that's pretty funny. That's pretty funny, Ron.
Yeah.
It was
Can I ask
close,
the line?
But...
Say what, Cindy?
That wasn't me.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
Hi, Jess.
Okay, so I had to call back because I have to restate my theories that I had last night. Last night I said that Hayden and Kristen knew each other, but now I don't think so because they were talking earlier and they were kind of like, oh, you do this in the morning and you do that, and so that was a big clue. And then...
That, if you just talked to me, I would have told you that they didn't know each other. People aren't listening to me, apparently. Okay, go ahead.
And but I'm still sticking to my theory that Lane and Brittany are engaged. So... I'm hoping that one is true.
Yeah, I after you said that the other day, I kind of been trying to pay attention in that way, and I'm still not getting it, but who knows?
We won't.
Oh, that's very interesting.
I honestly...
Just to let you know, we do have a winner. We do have a winner.
Okay.
I was waiting to be polite. And Freaky Mama, you came so close, but it was Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse got away, threw it off and everything. But, okay, the winner, it goes to Mandy Mee. Actually, she told a joke, and it was kind of funny, just because I thought it was going to be something else. She goes, okay, and I know, you guys did some funny ones. And Zach, you would have won, but you came in right after her. What did the monkey fall out of the tree? And I asked
why did the monkey or what? Wait, what?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
Okay. Yep. Okay.
It's dead.
Oh,
no, I thought it was funny. And Freaky Mommy, you did make me kind of chuckle, but I know you too well that I know you can do better. So maybe that's why I just I kind of like.
Andy,
I wasn't trying to be mean.
I got to ask Mandy here. She can hear me, I'm sure. Mandy, did M tell you that joke?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, Scott said to tell you hello.
Hey, Scott. Tell him hi back.
He says hi back. Uh-oh, I killed it. Sorry.
No, you didn't. No, that it happens.
What, you killed the monkey?
No, the conversation she's saying.
Oh, I was like,
no, it's the normal ebb and flow. You had nothing to do with it, dear.
Okay, I won't.
No, because you're doing great.
Well, who's doing great?
Oh, no,
Cindy.
I put down the phone. Cindy's doing great.
Oh.
Cindy was very self-conscious and nervous when she called into Nikki's show the other night. And
why is that, Cindy?
Let me tell you. Listen, Cindy and everybody, you know that I've been on here for quite a while now. And I still remember the first time I called into a radio show. And I thought I just sounded like an idiot, and I had to go and play the podcast back and say, oh, it really wasn't that bad. So I know how you feel, and it's just a matter of doing it over and over again, and it's just normal now.
That's
you
right.
called me a chicken last night, Paul. It was last night. You called me a chicken, and I was like, oh, I can't be a chicken. You know, Ron's been really sweet to me, and so I owe him at least a phone call. So, Ron, you got your phone call.
There you go.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Okay.
Being very quiet again and just listening to the show and laughing and typing in the chat.
Well, I'm glad that you called in because...
Yeah, I am too,
you know.
Because it's so good. And I love hearing from the... So if you have never called in before and you want to, this is the time. We actually, with me saying goodbye to Cindy in a second, we have open phone lines. It's 347-237-5506. Ask Michelle a question. I can't even talk. A question. And or you can, if you want to talk about the BB12, call in. Freaky Mama, Mandy, me, I know you guys both have something to say, so call in. Or anybody else. In 9 minutes, we're gonna do the raffle. I got them here. You see? Can you hear it?
Oh, I hear that.
Can you hear it?
Oh, I can hear it.
So what do we do? Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a clip, and then we'll be back in a second. Because I feel like playing a clip. And this is the clip I'm going to play.
Ooh,
and,
I wonder what it is.
Huh. It's going to be one of those pairs as me. Actually,
but wow,
it embarrasses me.
Oh, I didn't know you got embarrassed.
This is the most embarrassing moment of my life.
I know which one.
It's not my most embarrassing moment of my life. I've had.
You have a few of those? We all have.
Give me a second. I'm trying to find it. Oh, here. I forgot what I called it.
I believe we got both of them. Beth, is that you? Beth?
Hello.
Oh, 815. Wait.
Hello, hi. Hey, Red.
Yeah.
Hi.
Who is it?
Hey, this is Benny Crocker.
Okay.
I was supposed to call in for John Crocker. He asked me.
Yeah. I don't like Gillis better, Crocker.
No, he was calling in for
sorry.
John Crocker.
Oh.
Okay, guys. I'm still laughing. I can't believe I did that.
Well,
it's hilarious. Like, that shouldn't be embarrassing. You should be like, that was pretty funny.
Okay, we got callers now, so let me bring them up. And, I'm still laughing at myself about that. And in 7 minutes, we will take a quick break and do it. But 765, you're up on the Rad Reality Show.
Oh, that would be me. It's Mandy.
Hi,
hey,
Mandy.
Hey, where's M?
Hey, wait, Mandy.
M's right here patiently waiting to say hello first.
Wait. You got to say something real quick.
Okay.
Hey, who gave you a free raffle ticket?
Who gave me a free raffle ticket?
Yeah.
The Rad Ron Show?
Oh, no.
Oh, boo! No, it's the Rad Reality Show. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
Why do
I'm
people...
sorry. Hey, I had 8 kids all weekend. The fact that I can't think on Monday, I mean, come on.
You get a bye, but I just Michelle, I don't know, people. I'm going to talk about this for a second, okay?
So you're having a moment right now there.
Yeah, just a quick moment, and then we'll bring Emma, Emmy, or how do you say her name?
Her name's Emerson. We call her M.
M. Yeah, but no. The reason I get not upset, or I make jokes about when you guys call it the Ron Rad Show or the Rad Ron Show or stuff, because it's not my show. It's Michelle's. It's Cowboys. It's everyone else's. Yeah, I'm the guy that created it, and yes, I'm this. But it frustrates me because it's a group of people, in my opinion. And that's why when I do jokes like that, it's not nothing personal. It's just I don't like it called the Rad Ron Show or Ron Rad Show because it's just my name. So
okay.
That's
well,
it.
When I host
Michelle,
co-host, you're so then I'll call it the right name.
Okay.
So Mandy, how is it talking to adults again?
Wonderful.
But she's talking to you, me, and Michelle, and we're not adults, so.
By the way, Mandy, congratulations on your Twitter anniversary and your over 30,000 tweets.
I'm almost at 30,000, almost, about 300.
Nice job.
That will be, a day or two.
Yeah.
But
so are we going to hear from Emerson Codd?
Yes. Miss Emerson, would you like to have your turn now and say hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Em.
Hey. Does your mom let you watch Big Brother?
Say hello.
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 Oh.
Say hi, Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hey.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Em.
Hi, Em.
Did you
say hi, chat room?
Hi, there, chat room.
What did she say?
Did she say
I'm not in the chat room? Oh, okay. I thought she said I'm not in the chat room.
Now say bye.
You know what, Em? You know you are so cute, and everything. But this is not for your mama. This is for you. You're gonna get a free ticket into the Rumble. You're just so cute.
Oh, my God, how cute.
Okay, she actually is a very big Big Brother fan, even being two.
Oh, my God, how cute.
She has always loved to watch the feed. She'll sit here and want to share my headphones with me and watch them.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
But I wanted to talk about how I don't think there is a saboteur. I think it's Big Brother.
Big Brother is the 14th house saboteur.
I think they just did that to mentally mess with them, and there's not really anybody. Or they told everybody they were the saboteur, and they're having them do different things. I don't know, because usually I'm really, really good about picking out the people like that, and I can't put my finger on it.
You know what, though? Can I just say something? And this is the problem that I'm having with the feeds. When the saboteur strikes, the feeds are cut. We missed the first part. We had to watch it on the television so they could edit it. So the people that are trying to figure out the saboteur, really, we ain't going to be able to figure it out unless we get a good edit. Do you know what I'm getting at?
We'll figure it out June 15th when they tell us.
This Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, once we figure out who it is, we're going to start saying, okay, that's the guy to watch or girl to watch.
But do you think they still cut the feeds because they want you to see what they do on the
list? Michelle.
Yeah.
And if there is indeed a saboteur amongst the house guests, and I'm sorry, I just don't agree with your... with you, Mandy. I think there really is one, but
that's fine.
Michelle,
I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Michelle, do you think once they reveal who the saboteur is Thursday night that us feed watchers will get to see that person in action?
I feel like what the Saboteur is doing to the Big Brother, like the producers and production, would kind of be along the same lines as a veto competition, or a has-been or has-not competition.
Okay.
Because I think that they still want us to be
watching the
CBS. Yeah. But I don't know if we'll definitely hear about it, but we won't actually see the physical activity happen. And it'll probably be, for me, probably maybe less of the feeds would be shown.
Think
how long the Saboteur lasts. And,
you're probably right.
Okay, guys, it's 8 o'clock, and I told you I would have to break in at 8 o'clock because I said I would do it right at 8 o'clock, right?
Yep.
So here it is. You guys hear this thing?
Go for it.
And I'm shaking it up. I'm doing the hokey pokey. I would turn on my cam, but
hey,
really
are you doing the zoom, 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 and a boom, boom?
Okay, do it for me. Zoom, 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 and a boom, boom, boom. Okay. And here we go. I'm not looking at the tickets. I'm looking away. They're behind me. I'm pulling out one.
Oh,
we have one in my hand.
My goodness.
Okay. Oh, she's not in the chat room either. I'm disappointed because she's not in the chat room. And the winner, after this break, I'll tell you guys.
Oh,
do a quick break and everything. So maybe she's in the chat room, maybe she's not. But here, let me just do real quick, and we'll be right back because I want you guys to, do. I always wanted to do a Ryan Seacrest
cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Well,
I worked on that movie too.
At least they know that I didn't win, or guys didn't win.
You just interrupted Howie. Now,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. We'll do it again. Okay, ready?
Yep.
And the winner. Okay, this person is a regular in the chat room, and this person comes to the show all the time, and it was Cherry Garcia. Aww.
Yay, Cherry Garcia!
And because somebody got another reward, Michelle said she would send a cast photo, a reprint, right? An autograph to the person that bought the most tickets. Well, that person is on the phone line with me, and that's Paul from Minnesota.
Whoa. No way.
Yeah, Paul bought actually today too. So, congratulations to Paul.
Autograph.
Michelle and the photo. And Cherry, you got the T-shirt. And we make sure we tell Cherry when we get a chance.
And Paul, just email me your mailing address, and I will send that out to you.
I don't know if I want you to have that, Michelle.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I will do that. And I'm wondering, I think maybe today was when Cherry was supposed to maybe go back in the hospital because the medication didn't pass her kidney stone. So
I'm thinking that way too, and this is where and guys, I don't know if you guys knew this. She actually gave me a telephone with Big John, and for her to win, it's a double sword for me. I say thank you for all who did buy the tickets and everything. And you know what?
Absolutely.
I do have another shirt. And I have another shirt, and when it gets closer to Vegas time, where I can get some gambling money, where I can gamble with Michelle, I'm probably putting that up then.
Hey, are we still on for beer pong, or like, are you still going with Rachel?
I'm trying to win
you.
But
man.
I've been told, wait here, Mandy, you can stay on the phone line for a second.
I'm fine.
Then I'll say goodbye in a second. But Zach is... Zach, turn on your freaking computer right now.
My computer is on.
No, is it down? We hear you.
I have the computer muted, so I don't, it's not me you're hearing.
Well, let me try this again. Hello? Hello? Now, it's you, Zach. Check out your everything, and we'll be right back. So, Manny, I'm going to let you go because we do have another caller real quick.
Sounds good
and,
to me.
And thank you for calling in.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Bye, Manny.
Bye. Okay, I'm going to try Zach in a second again. Okay, Zach, can we hear you okay now?
I hope so.
See
ya.
No, we're hearing.
Let me point this out. There is an echo from Ron and me and Michelle, but I hear you without an echo. So go ahead and ask your question or make your comment, Zach.
Okay. Well.
No. Wait. I wanted to talk to Zach for a reason. This is why it's freaking me out. So Zach, can you just double check everything? See if you're away from the computer. Maybe get away from the computer. Are you on a Bluetooth?
No, I'm a regular landline house phone, and I just walked away from the computer. It's cordless, but...
Okay. Let me hear. See, I'm not hearing it now. Oh, wait, I am hearing it. So I'm going to bring you right back, okay, Zach?
All right.
Because you're freaking me out. And when you can't freak me out. Okay, okay, we have another caller. I hate when I hear my voice. And then it was even worse because I was trying to explain. But anyways,
well,
Zach told me he can.
I don't hear the echo anymore, so.
Yeah, I know it's definitely his. Zach told me that he was gonna take up the bid on you before I will lose you. So I don't know. I'm gonna try my best. So if I have to, I'll try my.
We gotta get him on the line quick.
So okay. Hey, I'm gonna go to the next caller. Give them up. They've been waiting patiently. 417. You're on the Rad Reality Show.
Hey, Michelle.
Hello, who's this?
Oh, no, he left.
Oh.
That wasn't Cameron, was it?
Who was it?
No.
Was there any code on that?
I don't know, but they just, like, disappeared. Like, disappeared, and then,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye. Call back if you have
some
trouble.
They're back. They're back.
All right.
Let's try it again. Uh, 417, you're up. Wait, we lost him again. Michelle, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, I'm just making
Did
sure.
Did you lose him again, or?
Yeah, I lost him again.
Oh, bummer. Maybe I have a bad, like, phone signal.
Well, I don't know who it was, but that is Cameron's area code.
It sounded like the other boy that called in. The other
Cameron.
Cameron was the young 11-year-old that got to talk with Jerry.
Oh.
He called in that night and said, "Is Rennie there?" And Rennie had already left, and the next night he called in, and he got to talk with Jerry on the phone, and then...
Nice.
And then a friend of his was with him called... his name was Taylor, and Taylor got on as well. A couple of nice kids.
Wow.
Okay, let's try Zach again. Zach?
Hello, is this better?
Much better.
Yes.
So first off, I didn't say I'd get Michelle from you. I just said I was going to pump the price up really high so you'd have to go broke for her.
Well, so you're going to bid like $25 and, okay,
yeah.
Don't break me.
How high will you go and I'll go a dollar what?
I don't know.
Yeah, how high are you willing to go for me, Ron?
I'll let you know when it gets there. Because I hope I get... I told Sheila, you know, Sheila, I was on the phone line when they were doing Sheila and everything, and we got Sheila's up to like 225, wasn't it? No, 275, because she gave out kisses, and everything, you know what I mean?
What do you mean she gave out kisses?
Like, whoever wins, they're going to get a kiss when he makes a beer pong and everything.
Oh,
so,
she's going,
like,
oh, nice. Good for her.
Yeah, and then And
in other words,
say, well,
Michelle, what Ron is trying to tell you is maybe you need to add a little more than just being a beer pong partner.
No, that's not what I was going to say.
Yeah,
actually,
maybe
I
just have to wear my red unitard to go with my name, Firecracker.
But what I was going to say was...
How's that?
That sounds good. what I was going to say is... I told Sheila that I wasn't going to bid on her because I'm saving my pennies for Michelle. So I got to see how many pennies I can save.
You better start saving them pennies. Come on. Red unitard. Just think.
Okay, Zach. Zach, I know you want to talk to your brother while we have you on the phone and everything.
Well, I did want to bring up one thing that my friend just told me about, and I'm actually trying to look into it right now. But he noticed that last night when the episode started, he was trying to figure out who the saboteur was. And on the last time on Big Brother, if you look at the couches, when the lights go out, you can see that Kathy is missing from the couch she's sitting on. When the lights come back on, suddenly she reappears on that couch.
There's actually a few people that are missing.
Yeah, why did Brandon go get his toothbrush? Why did Annie...
It's just kind of interesting that he said, you know, on the editing, it looks like, you know, the lights are on, Kathy's on the couch, lights go out, Kathy's gone, lights come back on, Kathy's on the couch again.
Huh.
I think there's a few
there's
of them
like that.
Because they did a really good job. Like, for me, the fact that they're exposing the saboteur July 15th, they're not going to show you who it is by somebody going to get a toothbrush, somebody rolling around the ground. Like, to me, I just don't think that Big Brother would make it be that obvious. Like,
Yeah. You
know, and that's why it's like these people think it's, you know, oh, she fell off the wiener and she almost broke her leg. She's a saboteur. Or she can't get out of this caramel that's been hot and the IV and all this stuff all day. She's got to be the saboteur. To me, I just think that Big Brother's so beyond that it's not going to be like what you see is what you get. I just don't
right.
believe
they,
that.
They, you can do lots of things by editing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great.
That's why I think the feeds are all messed up because they're, you know, basically trying to cover that area until it's exposed.
Who's to say
that they're going to tell us before or after the first person gets evicted? Because who's to say that it's supposed to be on July 15th, which is Thursday. That's the live show, correct?
Yes.
Well,
right.
Who's to say they don't do the live eviction first and then say what happens is, say, Annie, for instance, is a saboteur and she gets evicted. Who's to say Big Brother doesn't give us a different name because they already have an alternate in their mind of who the saboteur can be?
Can I tell you what's going to happen?
Isn't that a crazy thought to think about? But really think about that.
It's possible.
No, what I think is going to happen, Michelle, though, this is how I see fit on the this coming weekend, or this coming Thursday, is what will happen is, you know how you guys go into, the diary room to give the live eviction votes and everything?
Yeah.
I have a feeling maybe then Julie Chen will say, okay, let's say Matt's, you know, or they will have a reason for the person to go to the back and be in a private conversation or something. Somehow or another, we will hear in a diary room, hey, this is what you have to do for the next saboteur, you know, or something like that. You know, I think that's what's going to happen, and did you hear my theory yet? The saboteur, in my opinion, is somebody working with somebody in the house, helping them to win the game. Like, okay, let me give you an example. I think Matt may be the saboteur, but he's helping Reagan, who is his friend or brother, to win the game.
That could be possible. I think that would be very screwed up for them to do
that.
Yeah,
but this is Big Brother, and come on.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, that's like a twist beyond a twist. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I
think they would do different twists. Like, for me, it would piss me off.
Yeah, it takes away from the fairness of the game.
Yeah, even though,
you know,
like, you have a saboteur, it's not fair. But think about that. Like, think about how, you know,
but
that
haven't
really,
they done it before? Ryan
not
and Matt, Ryan and Jen.
Religious. Yeah, but that they were being told by America what to do.
But we're not telling them
what's
what
happen.
To do.
The
we're
saboteur
just telling them.
We're going to be telling the saboteur what to do after July 15th. So
yeah, but we're not telling them how to vote or how to play the
we
game.
We don't know that. We don't know that. How do you know that?
Yeah, we don't, but okay, we had America's Player with Eric. So what I'm trying to get at is I think we're not going to be – no, I don't think this is American Player. I think this is something else that we're going to
do. It's America choosing
not America's Player.
So
yeah,
if
to sabotage. It's going to
exactly.
be like toothpaste.
We could sabotage a vote because they know that
no,
it's
that's
going
not
one
the
way
choices.
And the other, and they can have America vote. It's not going to happen every week, but you better believe that at least once or twice that America will be involved in a vote of nominations, whether they become.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Oh, yes, they will. There's going to be a little bit of everything. It's a saboteur because if he's with one alliance, wouldn't it be great to have America vote for him to vote the other way against who he's with? Yeah,
yep.
That'd be pretty. That would flip the house upside down. If they know for sure that it's going one way or the other and that person's vote is the big compelling vote and it could change everything, then that could
but
find out who's
But Justin's not in the house and the Kumadani ain't going to be worked this year.
What?
Michelle, I can totally see
I
where you're...
I don't think so. I think the coup d'etat ain't going to be used this year, and that's what the coup d'etat has kind of always
been.
It's
coup d'etat saboteur. When the saboteur gets voted out, they're going to come out with the coup d'etat saboteur and save the saboteur.
Yeah, I think it's going to be – I don't think we're going to have no votes. He ain't playing for us. He's just saboteur, and we can give him suggestions on how to – like if we want him to toothpaste – take somebody's toothpaste and put baking powder in it, or I'm just making up things. Or if we want to take duct tape and duct tape the toilet seat down where they can't get to it, or put laxative in somebody's cocoa, you know,
yeah,
it's going to be stupid things like
that. Yeah, but
the saboteur
has done a lot more than that, where they've exposed two people, whether it's a lie or not, to be lifelong friends in the house. So
well,
either the saboteur is lifelong friends with somebody, or they're working with Big Brother themselves, which is also America going to be a part of it, which could be voting. You can't say that America is not going to have a part in one vote at least, because I really think that at one or more than one, not every single one, that's going to happen.
I don't know about that. Hey, let's bring and Zach, you're going to stay on the lines, so I'm going to bring up 417 again. And
all right.
Let him
I don't
talk
know
to
how. Just to go on that one. I don't know if the saboteur doing toothpaste, putting someone's toothbrush and putting something on it, would really sabotage the game. Do you know what I'm saying?
See, it's not. And CBS.com, it's not sabotaging the game. It's sabotaging the house. See, this is the thing. I think people are getting confused. It's not America's Player. It's not gonna. It's not. They're gonna. It's not some money in there trying to make somebody lose. It's somebody in there trying to make the house confused. So this person, like, did you see the other day? You might maybe missed it. They took green duct tape, and put it over Kathy's face, and they put it over Brittany's face. So that was kind of like, okay, could they be relatives? Because or it's going to be something like, it's going to be like that little dirty little trick guy, I think. I think this is the thing. He's not in there. This person or she is not in there to, you know, make somebody lose. Or they might make like a competition. Let's say they're in the have and have nots. They might make their have and have nots person. See, something else I asked is, do you think they're going to be able to, do you think they're going to be giving slop to him, or do you think they're going to have a stash hidden somewhere in the diary room when he comes into the diary room and they give him the diary room, you know, some kind of
well, I mean,
stash.
I don't know about that. I think that there's, like, whether they end up on that
the have-nots that they should eat the slop. I mean, if that's the way the game rolls for them and they didn't do their job of sabotaging that situation, then they should eat. But to go along with your line of your assumption of what you think's going on where the saboteur is helping somebody else win the game, so if they are helping somebody else win the game, wouldn't their outlook be to help to make everybody else lose the game?
Right, and but what I'm trying to get at is I don't think America –
said that it's not the point to make them lose, it's the point to disrupt the house, but if they're working with somebody else as your theory, wouldn't they want to make the other people lose?
I'm just throwing out assumptions right now, I'll be honest with you. Just things to question. I mean, you know what I mean? So I'm just giving you theories that I've thought of.
And I'm giving
you
my theories.
And
I love it.
I know, and this is cool. And 417,
exactly
I don't know.
Is, you know?
417, you need to turn down your computer or something because I'm going to try you one more time. But if I hear, I cannot handle this reverb tonight. You guys all have reverbs. When you call in, make sure you turn down the sound on the computer or step away or do something. Or okay, but no, Michelle, I'm loving this too, actually. I'm glad we don't agree because for a second there, I was starting to think this is going to be boring.
I really watching everybody says – there's really not like 100% where there's one person that everybody thinks is definitely it. It's basically a lot of names being thrown out there, and
yeah, I agree.
And in all, it's one of the probably the only exciting things that's happening right now is the anticipation of waiting to see who it is. And I personally think it's
so
somebody we haven't really seen
happening.
Much, and that hasn't really been in the feeds, you know, and been on the editing block, and I think Matt is definitely up there as one of them. I can see where Clinton
wait,
could have considered one.
I got to turn my feeds on.
I knew I could catch you, Ron. Monet, Kathy, and Rachel are in a bubble bath in the HOH tub.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a second. Hey, guys, if you give me a second, I'll try to get it on my cam if you guys don't have the feeds. And let you guys see it for a second if we can do it. Hey, let me try 417.
Hey, Cameron, is that you?
Hello?
Yes. You're on the Rad Reality Show. You want to talk to Michelle?
Yes, I would.
Who is Michelle? This? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Tanner from Missouri.
Tanner.
What?
I said, hi, Tatum. How you doing?
I'm on the computer right now watching the live feed.
What are you watching? Are you watching the bubble bath too?
Yeah.
Oh, Tanner.
Like oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Is Cameron with
you? I took a few baths in that bathtub. It's a very good bathtub.
Can I be the ducky?
We had two duckies and they changed color in the water. I love them.
Tanner, this is Paul. Is Cameron there today or not? Just yourself?
No, just me.
Yeah,
how old
and
are
what do you?
Huh?
How old are you?
I am 12.
Yep.
You are 12 and you're a big brother. When did you start watching Big Brother?
I'm not sure.
Who's the first people that you remember? Did you remember watching, let's see, are you an Evil Dick fan?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been watching it since at least 8. Did you watch All Stars?
Yes.
Oh, wow, okay. We got ourselves an expert on the line over here. Who
yeah,
do you
we
think
do.
Is the saboteur?
Season 10 was my favorite, though.
Oh, goodness. Okay, forget about the saboteur. Let's talk. Okay. So why would season 10 be your favorite? Because that's my favorite. I know, that's my favorite.
Because of the people in it.
Really? Did you like that Michelle Costa?
Yeah.
Good answer.
Libra was my favorite, though.
Oh!
My friend wants to talk to you, Michelle.
Of course. Okay. Is it Libra? Put it on. Let's talk.
Who? Hello?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't this funny? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Are you calling from Missouri?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Caleb.
Are you a Libra fan too?
No, I was actually a Keisha fan.
Oh, she was good. I like Keisha too.
I did too. No offense, Michelle. We love you also.
Oh, no problem. Hey, as long as you like me, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It was just
good.
April that I couldn't understand.
Oh, April. You're not an April fan?
No.
Oh, she's fabulous. If
she really is.
For a few minutes, she is such a great person.
Yeah, I bet she is. Did you like Dan? Dan, he was okay.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the caller.
That's Zach asking Tanner or Taylor.
Hello. I was Rennie. I thought Rennie was the funniest one that season.
Yeah, she was pretty funny.
Hello.
Hi. Yep, I said you're pretty
still...
funny.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hello.
This is Tanner again. I thought from that season, I thought Rennie was the funniest.
Yeah, she's pretty funny.
When the first night, when she goes, Mother St. Helen, the door's locked.
You're hilarious. I'm liking this. You can call into the show anytime you want.
Okay.
I know.
You're funny. I like it.
I have to go. Bye.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Bye.
You know what? Can I just say something? And this is the those kind of calls and M's little call and there was a couple other people we've had. You know, Caleb, like we've mentioned, and we've had a couple other little younger fans of the show. And you know what? Those are the callers that make the show even worthy, because they get to talk to you guys. You know what I mean? And they you just touch that kid's probably to death. You know, he's probably sitting there. I just talked to Michelle Costa. The guy, the kid knew his stuff. I mean, he and I loved that he was a Libra fan. I mean, come on. I mean, that was so funny.
Couldn't get better than that. Come on.
And Caleb, when he was able to talk to Jerry the other day.
Cameron.
That was so Cameron. Sorry, Cameron. Everything. You know, it's just, this is the reason I love this show, and this is the reason I do it. And I'm so glad.
Good thing Bobby didn't call in. Would have been a little R-rated, right?
No. He's too busy.
You never know what
Cobbley
would be doing, you know? Come on.
Him doing him. Okay. Wait. You know, I got one more thing before we leave, and this is the last thing. Have you seen Steven tweets that he might be going back into the Big Brother house, or have you heard the rumors of that, him maybe being going back in?
I have not, and if he tweets that, he's definitely not going.
I agree.
They will not even...
Do you not think maybe
absolutely not.
Brother?
And if he was going in, he will no longer be going in.
Michelle?
Do you think he's going in as maybe not as a guest, but maybe as a contestant for one of the games? Because
I made a
comment that some people look like the other, and I know we only have 90 seconds. I do want to hear this. We might go over in this conversation. I made a comment, and this is how I wanted to close it off, that some of these people look like people or act like people from the past seasons.
Yeah.
And Lane kind of makes me think of Steven. So do you think he would have maybe was asked to do a competition with Lane?
No.
Because they're relatives?
No.
You don't think so?
Nope. Big Brother will not deal with whether he's a contestant, whether he's going in to judge a competition. No way.
I didn't think so either, personally.
No.
Do you think Enzo looks like Howie?
No.
No.
Okay.
I think you're alone on that one, Ron.
No. I'm not the one that came up with it. And I looked at it, and then I kind of there was other people.
You can be talked into anything, Ron.
Yeah, you know, I could talk to myself into being a Minnesota Twin fan, but you know what? The Sox are in first place.
Oh, goodness.
So, I'm just joking.
Oh,
I did this last night, too, my last second snap at them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so you picked
but
the
what's
time.
What's so funny about it is I like Minnesota, too.
I
Michelle, you got anything
news,
to say?
Anybody?
What?
Oh, you're in mid.
What, Michelle?
You're going to have to listen to the podcast.
Well, I just want to let everybody know that I am going to be going to Portugal, which I'm in the process of finding out if I can set up in a cafe somewhere where I'll be going to a little island where I can still be able to do the show and follow what's going on with the show. But it's a turn for my grandparents have their medical situation has turned for the worse. And I actually am leaving at the end of August, and I will be going to Portugal for about 2.5 weeks.
Wait.
I'm not going on the show. I'm not going on Big Brother.
No.
So if anybody wants to start that rumor, I know because a lot of people do. But I am. I just actually went today. That's why I couldn't answer the phone around when you called. And it is official. I am going. So.
But are you
going to
be back by the 17th?
I will be back September 8th. I'm leaving for about two weeks and 2 days, and about 7 days later, I will be in Vegas. So I'll be able to fill you guys in on my vacation. I'm going to try to flip video it and just follow my journey that I haven't been back to my where I'm from, and I haven't seen my grandparents in over – well, I haven't seen my grandparents in over 8 years, but I haven't been back in over 17 years. So it's going to be a really amazing, and I'm going to be going with Mama Costa. It's going to be me and Mama Costa.
What is the time difference, though?
It's about 4.5 hours, I know my mom's island is a little bit further out, so it's a little bit different than the mainland. But I don't think the island is quite as desolate where I don't know if I will have internet. I'm not sure about my phone. But I'm going to go to AT&T tomorrow and find out everything so that I can either watch the shows and be able to keep up or maybe do a show live from there, which would be amazing. Hey,
Michelle, I have to tell you, one of the people in the chat rooms who I hadn't seen before is named Kitty Gina. And when I typed in there that you were going to Portugal, she says, I was born there, and I'm bilingual. So you're going to have to talk with her a little bit. What is the name of the island?
The island that we're going to is the islands in Portugal, they're called the Azores Islands. And my mother's island is called Faial, F-A-I-A-L, if anybody wants to Google it. They're volcanic islands. And when my mom was 4, half the island erupted. So half my mom's island is black ash with vegetation starting to grow in it when I was there 17 years ago. It's absolutely beautiful. When I go, it's going to be these many different festivals and different kind of things. And it's just going to be a great time for me to spend with my grandparents and hopefully make them feel a lot better. I haven't seen them, like I said, in 10 years. So I talk to them almost every day. And they actually watched me in Portugal. Somebody actually brought them like a laptop computer, and they got to watch my shows. So, you know, I guess I can say they saw me, but I haven't seen them. So I can't wait to see them. It's going to be such an amazing experience.
The one thing,
I can't wait to share it with you guys.
If you can't, I was going to tell you, we can work one thing I know that you can do. If you can get a laptop, you know, I bet they have wireless, you know, over there, and you get, you know, like maybe some kind of like, you know, connection. Maybe you can Skype. I was thinking.
Yeah, I'm going to go and do some investigation. First, I'm going to go to AT&T, figure out my phone if it needs to go international, and then I'm going to do some research in one of the major cities of where I'll be to find every kind of internet cafe and every type of possibility that I have, because I think that would be pretty cool, right, to do like a little show from there and be able to call
in. Yeah, I would love to do, I mean, if, you know, two shows, especially, you know, when you're, you know, yeah, because it will be 12 o'clock over there, right?
Yeah.
12 o'clock.
And
yeah.
So, I mean,
Michelle, I'm sorry, Ron. I don't know if she's listening,
no,
but
okay.
I told her the island your family was from, and Kitty said, awesome, she's from the islands. My sister-in-law is from there, too, her brother and her family. Her brother and his family is in Portugal right now with my parents, and she says, take lots of photos.
Actually, I think you know Kitty Gina. I think
yeah,
Kitty
she's
Gina.
Been, she's
here.
Been Twittering me, and we've been in contact through Twitter. So
oh, okay, good. That's who's talking.
Yeah,
yep.
I actually.
Yeah,
she's
I just also want to say that I have officially reached my 5,000 limit on my Facebook about a week ago. I have over 100 friend requests, and I really wish there was some, you know, way that I could message them all in one shot to tell them, you know, I apologize. It's not that I'm not trying to accept their friendship. I'm in the process of making a page so that hopefully that they can link onto there, and I'm working on that right now.
Now, let me tell you something.
You want to do a fan page real quick? I mean, we could do a fan page for you real quick. I mean, and
yeah, I just feel bad because I have these people sending me messages and there's nothing I can do. And, you know, for me to go and send 117 people messages telling them, you know.
Well, I got to tell you something. This is probably true. If you post on your Facebook, you know, but if you post on your Facebook, the people that have requested you as friends will see that post in their timeline.
Do you know how to do that?
What I'm saying is there are a few people that I requested as friends that had not accepted me yet, and I see their post on my news line.
Oh, okay. So even though they request me and I haven't accepted it, they will be able to see that?
Exactly.
Okay, because I was hoping that if I put that link on to the page, to my new, you know, my other fan page, whatever it may be, I like I said, I started working on it at my friend's house, and I had to leave to go to the traveling agency to figure out what was going on with that. So I'm in the process of doing that, and Ron, if you have any suggestions, Paul, whatever, let me know, you know, because I'm trying to figure out how I can link everything and get people to know what's going on. Then, well, I don't know why they invented 5,000. Why is 5,000 this magic number? Maybe Facebook didn't think that when they first started out that somebody could have 5,000 friends on Facebook, but look how it turned out, you know? So, you know, hopefully I'll figure it out soon and let everybody know what's going on with that.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes. So are you guys going to be watching The Bachelorette when we
okay.
Start?
I don't know how we're going to end this, but Ron just chatted that he lost his internet, but you and I are still talking. Zach, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, sweet.
Okay.
So what's everybody going to be doing tonight when we leave the show? Are there any shows you're watching? Because there's a few on tonight, so.
I probably will see if the Twins are on. I don't think they're on tonight, but what shows are you talking about? Because I haven't.
Well, The Bachelorette's on tonight.
Oh, damn it.
Yep, so if anybody forgot to DVR, it's happening right as we speak.
I did.
I am a Housewives fan, so the Housewives of
New
Jersey.
Which city are they, or state are they in right now?
In New Jersey right now.
Hey, the Housewives of New Jersey, yep.
Yeah, and tonight should be one of those volatile evenings. Do you remember in the closing of the last season where one of the girls flipped the table over? I think they start getting into it again. The cops are called and all that stuff. And I am also a Last Comic Standing fan, so Last Comic Standing's on tonight. And, of course, ended out True Beauty. So,
how far along are they in the comic series?
I believe they're picking them for the finals.
Okay.
They were in the semifinals, I believe.
And did you just say that True Beauty is on their final, this is their finale, or?
It's not their finale. I believe there's a couple more episodes, but they're near the end. They're near the end, so. But
now,
there's four good reality shows right there going on, so.
I have DVR'd that. Is that something you've enjoyed this season? I know they've had previous seasons of True Beauty.
You know, it's I wouldn't say it's my favorite. It's just there's just interesting people on it. I'd say that some of the people that are not on the show right now because they left were probably some of the most interesting. It's kind of like a train wreck that you can't take your eyes off, but it's not that bad, you know. The Real Housewives of New Jersey, it's just, you know, it's just interesting to watch people live like that.
Well, and, I will probably, as far as that, I'll be DVRing, but I'll probably try to get into the feeds again. And
oh, yeah, for sure, definitely. I have that on in the background.
Yeah. So this is fun. I'm so happy to hear that you finalized your Portugal trip, because I know how much that means to you and your family. That should be an extra special thing to do.
It is. It's definitely extra special, but yeah, at the same time, it's a little heartbreaking because, you know, I have to break the news to my best friend who is having a baby, and I'm the aunt, and I've been, if you guys have followed some of my Facebook, I showed you guys the appointments I've been going on with her. And
oh, my God, and the 3D stuff.
The 3D,
I don't know.
Was that wild?
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, and I have to break the news to her. I don't know how or when I'm going to do it, that I'm leaving on her due date. So,
if she's a close friend, I know it will probably be disappointing, but if she's that close of a friend, she also knows how important and special it is for you and probably will be happy for that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. She's had somewhat of a difficult pregnancy, and it's kind of one of those things where, you know, it's always been, you know, her being able to call me, and I just don't want to put, like, that much stress on her. And the one thing she said today, which I left her house to go there, was, Michelle, whatever you do, please don't be gone on my date.
And, oh, no.
But, yeah, and I wasn't expecting to leave that. I wasn't expecting to go this soon. So it was, you
That's
know, one of those things.
That's going to
yeah.
be a tough one to break to her, I'm sure. But
yeah,
maybe
you know, and it was either break my mom's heart or you know, somebody's heart was going to get broken. And, you know, my mother looked at me and she says, you know, I want to see my mommy. You know,
yeah.
That was enough for me. She's going to understand. It's just going to be very difficult for me. It's probably going to be very emotional because I, you know, I want to be there for her. I've been there since, you know, but I've
yeah.
known her for years, and it's just one of those moments I don't want to miss.
Well,
but, you
know, never
they
know
the way they are, and it's something
you never
I'm
know. What when is the due date as far as the 14 days that you're going to be gone? What day of those 14 is her due date?
Her due date is August 24th, and I leave August 24th.
All right. Well,
very uncanny. So I'm, you know,
very well,
it's just a date. That doesn't mean anything. She could have a baby before, which
yep.
I'm kind of hoping for, but I don't want it too early. But maybe a week early, enough for me to be there for her, spend time with her, know that she's okay, and be able to go, rather than me leave and knowing that she's already passed her date, and that, you know, not knowing if I'll be able to contact her, and everything like that is one of the things that's just.
Yeah.
Bothering me right now, but you know I got to think positive, and you know this Portugal trip has to be. It's not, you know, a vacation. It's a very important situation. It might be the last.
She's aware of your grandma's failing health too, right? I mean.
Oh, absolutely. She's been there every time I've called or gone over there to vent, and you
yep.
know she knows that, you know. And I, like I said, I haven't seen them in over 10 years, so this is like a very, very huge moment, and it's really uncanny for me. I feel like, you know, this has always happened in my life, you know, one thing or the other, you know, but, you know, everything's going to fall into place, and
that's the way to look at it.
And, you know, it's going to be probably a very, very huge moment either way. You know, it's going to be very happy and very sad, and it's just going to be one of those life you know, moments that, you know, you've gone through all that crap and all that heartache to deal with. And, you know, it's going to be hard for me to see my grandparents like that. And it could truly, honestly be the last time I see them. So,
exactly.
You know, it's like, it's crazy. It's kind of like a flower dying and a flower growing in place of it.
So tell
you
me,
know?
Are you, whenever you meet up with your family, do you, talk in Portuguese? Are you brushed up on it for your trip? Or?
Actually, a lot of my family does not speak English.
Okay, so
I'm a very fluent in Portuguese. I read, I write it, and I'm a very good Portuguese. Depending on which way you look at it, because there's the mainland and there's the islands, which my mother has her own way to talk, my dad has her own way to talk. But yeah, I'm not going to be speaking a lot of English there, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it will be. Well, I believe things will work out for you, and the only thing is if there is a third friend, maybe in the time before you leave, start visiting your pregnant friend with another person that can kind of maybe fill in for you, type of thing. I don't know if that's a possibility.
Unfortunately, it's just probably not.
Mm.
It's just not going to be the same. I mean,
No. I wasn't suggesting it be the same.
No. I mean, she gets anxiety when I, you know, go 2 hours away. So,
oh, yeah.
It's one of those things, you know. It'll be hard, and, you know, she's such an understanding person. I just don't want to give her that extra stress, you know. So I need to just say it now so that she can deal with it rather than prolonging it. But it's just, like, so ironic how that person was like, because we didn't pick the dates.
Are you going to
Mom's Island, you can't pick the dates. You have to pick whatever dates there's a plane flying into my Mom's Island.
Yeah. Now, are you considering that you may not tell your friend until the last minute, or do you think it's best to tell her now?
I'm going to have to tell her now. She'll know, like, I'll, you know, if the first time we'll hang out, she'll look at me and she'll be like, what?
Yeah.
She'll be like, what? What? Tell me. Just tell me.
Okay. Say, guys, I think we probably should. This has been interesting to chat.
It's been great.
Zach, is there anything you need to chime in about, or he probably walked away or hung up. Well, I guess all we do, Michelle, I've never been on like this at the end, is we just say goodbye and hang up, and we'll see you next.
See you next week for our next Big Brother brawl.
Okay, Michelle, have
a
great one.
All right, bye.
Bye.